Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Eddie Justice Jones Jr., and this is called The Church. The Church, I just started it not very long ago, but I wanted to share a little bit with you about The Church. I'm so happy that you could join me. You can join me on Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, or you can join me on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. Or you can call in. You can call in and listen online at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And you can listen to us live. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I just want to read one of the things about the church that I think is very important. One of the things about the church is that, to me, is Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. I'm sorry, verse 35 through 40. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 through 40. Now, this is not the sermon. This is just something I want to share with you that I want you to take with you for the rest of this day and write it down. And that scripture reads, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters, you did it to me." The Word of God. for the people of God. Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 40. And we also have a mission statement for the church. And the mission statement is to inspire, to empower individuals in the communities around the world by creating experiences that help them to improve their quality of life and that of future generations. And our purpose, the church's purpose is to improve learning, promoting civic engagement, strengthening communities through addressing their social needs, an outreach program that creates partnership between the communities and the educational institutions. And that's what the church is about. That's what the church is about. Thank you. If you're just joining us right now, you're with The Church with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Thank you so much. Now, what I want you to know is that we're going to talk about something that's very important today. Hey, Mary. Welcome, Mary. I'm so glad you're with us. We're going to talk about something extremely very important. Yes, good afternoon. We're going to talk about some very important things. Okay, our subject is Hold On, God Got You. That's our subject. Our subject is Hold On, God Got You. Our topic is God Won't Let You Down. God Won't Let You Down. That's going to be our topic. And our sermon is Steadfast. Hold on, I'm getting a call during our service. Yes, Tawana, we're live. I can't hear you. Are you able to call in? Wait, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Tawana. You're live, but what are you saying? Okay, come on, call into Blog Talk, please, and I'm going to restart it again, okay? Call into Blog Talk Radio, please. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you guys for coming into the room, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I'm working on something here. Let me get this going here. My daughter said that my Instagram went bad on us, and so I'm trying to get Instagram back up. And let's see. So I'm not going to worry about Instagram right now. I'm just going to stay on Facebook. And so I also see you too, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you and Eleanor and your wife out there in Montana. Now, again, I'm going to read this to you. Our subject is Hold On, God Got You. Hold On, God Got You is our subject. Our topic is God Won't Let You Down. God won't let you down. And our sermon is Steadfast and Immovable. Steadfast and Immovable, the Word of God for the people of God. So I'm going to work on this right here one more time. Let's see, because my daughter wants to get up on Instagram. So please bear with me while I take us to Instagram right now. And that way you'll be able to get us on all of these platforms. Okay. So now we're live on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. We're live on Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Okay. And we're live on Blog Talk Radio. You can call into if you want prayer and you want to call in, you can dial 646-787-8064. So let's see. Let's just get in my daughter, Tawana Jones. Good afternoon, Tawana. Are you live? Are you there?
I am live and I'm with you. Good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. And
good afternoon, Tawana. It's welcome. So before I open up with a prayer, I'm going to just, you know, whatever your prayer request is from wherever you are, just send your prayer request up. Remember, I'm going to read it to you one more time. Our subject is Hold On, God Got You. Our topic is God Won't Let You Down. And our sermon is Steadfast and Immovable. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes as I begin to send up a prayer. God, there's somebody who needs you right now like never before. God, reach them right where they are with whatever they're going through. Touch their heart, their mind. touch their blood flow, their oxygen flow, touch their whole entire temple from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Somebody is homeless right now, God. Somebody's in the hospital and can't turn over right now, God. Somebody needs a job right now, God. Somebody is going through some marital situations right now, God. Somebody is going through something that is completely out of their control and is in your control, Almighty God. So we lay every situation at the altar with you, God. Now, if we've done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, or omission, or commission, please forgive us right now, God. Touch us, lift us, give us your strength, and thank you for your grace and your mercy, which is sufficient. In Jesus' mighty name, make it less of me, God, and more of you. Less of me and more of you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you are with the church, and we're getting ready to talk about something. Our scripture is going to come out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. That's right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, which is the last verse in chapter 15. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And just roll your Bible on over there, and let's get there. And I want to take out a moment before we read the word, before we read the word and get off into the word, we're going to have a song by my daughter, Talana Jones. Talana, please take the floor. Give us a song as we get ready to go into our sermon from our scripture. Without further ado, Talana Jones.
Amen, everybody. We are going to praise and worship everybody. Clap your hands and enjoy this. I pray you love this song.
Amen.
Just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and honor and glory, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen, Talana. Thank you very much for that opening song. I'm going to read it to you one more time. Thank you. LaShawn, I see you, LaShawn. I'm so happy that you're with us, LaShawn. And Evangelist Virginia Valentine said, bless you, my sister. We're coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And again, I'm going to read it one more time. Our subject is, hold on, God got you. Hold on, God got you. Our topic is, God won't let you down. God will not let you down. And our sermon is steadfast and immovable. And it comes out, and I want to hear what the scripture says. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because that's what our sermon is about today. God got you. Be steadfast and immovable. And sometimes we're, you know, standing on shaky ground. Sometimes the wind blows and we blow whatever way the wind blows. And we can't be like that. We have to be steadfast and immovable. We have to keep the faith in God. We have to trust in God and know that God will not bring us this far to leave us, that he will direct our path. that God gives us all a mission in life. And our mission is not to serve evil, but to serve good. And if you are steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. God made you for a purpose. God gives you a labor to do. Find out what is it that God wants you to do. Sometimes we get so caught up in what the world is doing, we want to do what the world is doing and think that it's okay. It's not okay to do what the world is doing. It's better that we do what God has assigned us to do. And if you want to know how to get your assignment from God, first, it says, peace be still and know that God is God Almighty. Sometimes we have to go into a quiet place so that we can pray to God. Well, some people go, oh, well, I pray to God and this, that, and the other. Well, no. He didn't say he was going to come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. So you have to allow God, hallelujah, to do it in a way that's going to be helpful and help you along the way. And that's why we're talking about this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable. And sometimes somebody says, well, look, I can help you make some fast money. All you got to do is sell this stuff right here and do this, and you're going to make some money, more money than you ever made. And then guess what? You come to find out that was the worst thing you ever did in your life. So you can't just jump on everybody's bandwagon, because some people will tell you how to do it, but they don't have God in what they're doing. So how can you do something that doesn't have God in it? That means you're just doing it because you want to do it and not because you're supposed to be doing it for God. And if it's not for God, who are you doing it for? Because you have to remove I out of the way and me out of the way and think about we, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And somebody right now needs God to show them how to be immovable and steadfast. Some people start a project, and then 2 weeks later, if the project's not going wrong, they dump the project. Well, it takes time. You have to plant a seed first, and then you got to nurture the seed. And then it says that faith without works is dead. So if you don't have any faith in what you're doing, and you don't have any faith in what you're building on, then it's definitely not going to work. And if you don't have God in it while you're doing it, it's still not going to work. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. So you have to be steadfast and immovable, and your labor and your work is not in vain, because God sees all things. God knows all things. He's the God. He's the light of all lights. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's everything to us. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And we need to be focused on God, not focused on the world. People go, oh, well, this is happening over here and that's happening over there. Don't worry about that. In the Bible, it says that everything will take care of itself and God will take care of us. But you have to trust and know that God will take care of us. You have to be steadfast and immovable. I want to share a scripture with you that pertains to our topic and subject matter of what we're discussing right now. This sermon is about being immovable. This sermon is about that God got you. This sermon is about God won't let you down. Just keep the faith. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, yes, that's right. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. So in due season, God will give us our blessing. In Matthew 7:7, he said, ask and you shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and that door shall be open unto you. But we have to have faith in what we're asking God for. If we don't have faith in what we're asking God for, why should we even ask if we already don't have faith in what's going to happen? I knew a young man who would always say, God doesn't hear me. I said, young man, keep praying. He's going to hear you. And one day, weeks later, he came to me and he said, Pastor, yes, Pastor, you're not going to believe it. I prayed to God and he answered my prayer. I said, what was it that you prayed for? He said, I kept filling out applications looking for a job, and I couldn't find a job, and God just blessed me with a job. Hey, Brother Clarence, how are you? God just blessed me with a job. I said, didn't I tell you that God would hear you? But guess what? Those other jobs that you were praying for might not have been the job for you. So God wanted to make sure that you received the job that was right for you. And the young man was happy. He got a job. He's getting his own paychecks. And he's a young man, so this is good for him. And I told him, keep the faith. He said, oh, from now on, I'm going to keep the faith, and I'm going to tell God. I said, yes. Now, that was a test that set him up for a testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God right now. I want to go to, yes, that was Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Thank you, Evangelist Virginia, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for joining us. I'm so happy that you're with us right now. And you too, Sister LaShawn. I'm happy that you're with us. And what a mighty God we serve. What an on-time God. Talana, I'm glad you're with us. Brother Clarence, I'm glad you're with us. Everybody who's joining us. Wanda, I'm glad you're with us right now. Thank you so much. My Uncle Bernard and my Uncle Jerry, who have joined us, thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad that you're with us. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Hallelujah. Praise God. It reads in James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tired, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Now, God says, blessed to the one who endureth temptation. Now, temptation comes in a lot of ways. Don't let temptation get the best of you. You know, we can be tempted by so many different things. We can be tempted by food. We can be tempted by money. We can be tempted by alcohol. We can be tempted by sex. We can be tempted by the flesh. We can be tempted by credit cards. And there's so many things that we can be tempted by. But if you become steadfast and immovable, all of that will come to pass. And God will prepare you so that you learn how to be steadfast instead of giving in and giving up so quickly because we see an opportunity that we think, you know, we want life like a microwave. Life is not like a microwave. You can't have it right now. Whatever it is, you need to put it in the oven old-fashioned way and let it cook and let it, you know, do what it does. And then when it get ready, you can appreciate it more rather than popping it into a microwave and it's done just like that. And as fast as you get it, that's how fast it goes. So we don't want to have life like a microwave. We want to stay steadfast and immovable to God's word. And with that being said, I want to remind you that it's so very important that you remember never to forget that we serve a mighty God. He's not a simple God. He's a wonderful God. He's the light of all lights. And he's a God that will hear your prayer. You know, when prayers go up, blessings come down. And with that being said, I want to go to, yes, thank you, Evangelist Virginia Valentine's, James chapter 1, verse 12. I want to take you to Psalms 61, verse 3. Psalms chapter 61, verse 3. Say with me, I'm getting you some very important information. I like to think that I'm doing expository preaching, which means that I'm giving you the word right from God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah, in every instance. That's right, Evangelist. And I like to think that I'm doing expository preaching, which is giving you the word, the unadulterated word of God, not changing it, not moving it, but being steadfast in the word. So Psalms chapter 61, verse 3 says, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Now, God has always been a shelter for you. That's why there's a scripture that says that his grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient in our lives. And we have to remember that. We have to remember that God's, hallelujah, God's grace is sufficient. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And with that being said, I want to continue to bring you God's word as we go through the sermon, immovable and steadfast. You have to be steadfast and then immovable from what God has in store for you to do for your blessings. Don't block your blessings. Just because somebody comes and says something to you that's negative doesn't mean you got to bite on it. Just because somebody comes to you trying to tempt you to do something that you know you normally would not do, Don't let them tempt you. Tell them that you're steadfast and immovable, on focus, online with God. You know, and that goes for women who are looking for a husband, and that goes for guys who are looking for a wife. You need to be steadfast to God's word and wait on God. And because if you go pick up a person and you find them in the club, guess what? When an argument happens, guess where they're going? Back to the club. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Thank you. She said, good teaching, Pastor Jones. Hallelujah. I like to teach with simplicity, because simplicity means that it's very easy. I like to teach in layman terms so that it's very easy to comprehend. And not only comprehend, but I want this sermon to sink into the resonance of your heart and mind so that you can reach back in your human database and pull this up when you need it, because you will need it as we grow closer and closer to the ending times. You're going to see demonic things and devilish things that are going to occur right before your very eyes. And at that time, when they try to give you the mark of the beast, whether it be in your hand or forehead or wherever, you're going to have to be steadfast and immovable. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. John 16 and 33. I want you to go to the book, the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. The book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. And when you get it, I want to share it with you. I want to share it with you. So write it down, because you, these scriptures are going to help you to be steadfast and immovable. And it reads, John chapter 16, verse 33 reads, hallelujah. These things have I spoken unto you, that in my might have peace. In me ye might have peace. Now let me start that over again. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus died for our sins. And we need to be immovable. We need to remember these things that God has spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. You have peace when you're steadfast and immovable, because you know that God's going to come through for you. Let me just ask you a question. How many times has God saved you from a critical situation? How many times have you woke up in the morning and put your foot on the floor and said, thank you, God, because whatever you didn't do yesterday, God woke you up the next day and gave you another opportunity to get it done? You should be like, hallelujah, praise you, Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God. So just let that, just marinate on that. Marinate on it, What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. But what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise God. LaShawn, are you still with us? If you are, just type in there, I'm still here, or praise the Lord, or thank you, Jesus, or something on there. Just type something in there. And thank you so much for joining us, everyone that's with us. Now, I want to go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Now, we're still talking about being immovable and steadfast to our commitment and our relationship with God. Because as long as we're on the right track with God, everything else will fall in place. Sometimes we get a little weary and wanting God to do it just like that. But like I said, when you're working with God, it's not like working with a microwave. You have to be patient. You have to be kind. You got to know that God is God and that God is doing something wonderful in your life. And you need to know that you know that you know that it's God. You need to know what the devil will try to tempt you and try to take you off your relationship with God. He wants you to backslide. He wants to destroy you. That's his job, to devour and destroy souls. And that's what the devil is best at doing. So with that being said, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, and please find it in your Bible. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So that means you don't have to go to a person and go, hey, look, I need you to do this for me. I need you to do that for me. And then they don't do it and your feelings are hurt. You're broken down because they didn't do it. And it says, and if a person does do something for you, you don't know what they're expecting for you in return. They want you to do something for what they did for you, and that's not of God. That's the demon waiting to capture your flesh and destroy your soul. Philippians 4 and 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. Hey, my high school, hey, buddy, Kevin, how are you, brother? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We're getting a word today, Kevin, and the word is about being steadfast and immovable when it comes to our God. Sometimes people blow left and right when the wind blows, but if you stay in that lane with God, you don't have nothing to worry about. Will every day be good? Hey, hallelujah. Praise God, I'm glad you're okay, my brother. No, every day is not going to be peaches and cream. We're going to have some days where we go, you know, wow, what a day. But guess what? God brought us through that day. And if you're having a storm in your life and you're immovable and steadfast to God, God will help you to weather that storm. He will help you get through whatever the trials and tribulations of life are. Hallelujah. God will lift you up and he won't let you down. Amen. God will, if we just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he has something for us. But you got to have faith and you got to believe. Amen, Brother Kevin. Amen. Amen, Sister LaShawn. Amen, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Amen, Eric and Shirley. Amen, Brother Clarence and Eleanor. Amen, Sister Wanda. Amen to everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for joining us at the church. It's called The Church. And our sermon today is being steadfast and immovable. Our topic is God got you. God got you. He won't let you down. He's not going to leave you by yourself. Look, let me tell you something. Some people are going through something because the holidays are coming up. And Thanksgiving and Christmas is sometimes a very emotional time, even for myself. But God told us that one day we will see our family and our loved ones again. One day we'll see them again. Maybe not down here on this earth, but we'll see them again in heaven. So we have something to look forward to because you don't want to build up for what's down here in the world. You want to build up for what's going on in heaven. That's what you're working on. That's what you're building on. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Armour. Hallelujah. Praise God for you. We're not building up for what's going on down here. So while we're down here on earth doing our earthly duties that God has assigned us, we need to be unshakable, steadfast and immovable with our relationship with God. We want to keep a good, positive, tight relationship with God. Because see, you can build a relationship with a human being and they might let you down. But when you build your relationship with God, God is not going to let you down. He did not bring you this far to leave you. God will not. He said, hold on to my unchanging hand. And what does he say in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6? Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will, not I will, not they will, but he will, God will direct your path. And when we talk about keeping the faith, Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And let me paraphrase that. We can't see the air that we breathe, but it keeps us alive. Amen. We can't see God, but he's always there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody is hearing me right now. This is not falling on deaf ears. Somebody needs this message right now. Somebody's going through some trials and tribulations. Somebody's going through some storms. Somebody's having an argument with their loved one, a wife or a husband or the kids. Something's going on at the job. Something's going on when you're driving down the street and somebody cuts you off. Something's always going to be happening, but it's not how you go into it. Hallelujah. It's how you come out of it. And if you come out of it with peace, be still, and know that God is God, you're going to be all right. With that being said, I want to go to Psalms chapter 136, verse 1 through 26. And I want to share this with, and like I said, I want to do expository preaching, which is when you read the word right from the Bible. I want to read this to you. Psalms 136, verse 1 through 26, and I'm going to do a little bit at a time. And remember, we're talking about being steadfast and immovable with God, your relationship with God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord God of all gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. I'm going to stop right there at verse 6. I'm stopping at verse 6. And I want to share with you that God's mercy endureth forever. That's why his grace is sufficient in our lives. And if you never knew God, hallelujah, amen, amen, evangelist. If you never knew God and you're just building a relationship with God and you're just a baby with God, guess what? God's going to take good care of you. He's going to wrap his loving arms around you. He's going to embrace you, and he's going to mold you and guide you and direct you in the right direction where you can be steadfast, unshakable, and immovable in your relationship with God. Oh, somebody, come on now. Come on, somebody. I know you know what I'm talking about. It's just like when you have a good relationship with your kids or a good relationship with your wife or your husband. You have to know that you know that you know that your relationship is good, and you are continuing every day to be steadfast, immovable, and unshakable in your relationship with our God, your God, my God, our God. Now, you know, when you know that you're steadfast, unshakable, and immovable with God, Sister Newell, thank you for joining us, Pastor Newell. Praise the Lord, all the way from Connecticut. Thank you so much for joining us. Our sermon is about being steadfast and unshakable and immovable. And we came out of 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And I want to read that for the ones who are just coming in one more time. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 reads, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain with the Lord." You see, the work that you do for God is not in vain. So don't worry about your gifts down here. Don't worry if somebody saw you do it. Don't worry if somebody haven't patted you on the back for it. Guess what? God saw you do it. And that's all and everything that matters. That's all that matters. As long as God saw what you did, God has the book of life. Amen. And nobody down here on this earth can judge you. Amen. They can say what they want to say, but guess what? Sticks and stones may really break my bones, but words, hallelujah, they'll never hurt me. I never worry about what people think about me. I could care less what they think about me. I care about what God thinks about me. I'm concerned about my relationship with God. That's why I stay steadfast, unshakable, and immovable so that my relationship with God can be on time. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I want to read, we're in Psalms 136, verse 1 through 26, and we're at verse 6. "To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse 7, "To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in the firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever." I'm going to stop at verse 10 right there. What I'm trying to say to you, that when you are steadfast, unshakable, and removable, amen, God's mercy endureth forever. God has mercy upon you. I don't care what you did in the past. I don't care if you were a thief in the past. I don't care if you were whatever you did in the past, that's your business. That's Psalms 136. Hallelujah, evangelist. Psalms 130. Oh, you said Psalms 133, 1 through 10? Amen, amen, amen. We're at Psalms 136, verses 1 through 26. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But I want to let you know that it's not easy to be unshakable, immovable, and steadfast with God. When you live in a world with hip-hop, you live in a world with, if you're not cool in the in crowd, you ain't cool. People want to call you out, and, oh, you ain't doing that. You ain't sleeping around with three or four people. Oh, you ain't cool. Oh, you ain't out there drinking. You ain't cool. Oh, you ain't getting high on drugs. You ain't cool. Yes, ma'am. That's right. There it is, evangelist. Oh, you ain't cool. No, that's not what makes you cool. What makes you cool is your relationship with God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And with that being said, you know, we're still on our subject matter and our topic right now. We have 19 more minutes left, and I still won't be before you too long. Let me just share this with you. Our subject is Hold On, God Got You. Hold On, God Got You. Our topic is God Won't Let You Down. God Will Not Let You Down. Our sermon is Steadfast and Immovable, the Word of God for the People of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so I'm talking to you, and I'm sharing with you some very pertinent and important information. And while I'm at it, I want you to go to 2 Peter. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Now, these are all scriptures that are talking about being steadfast and immovable and unshakable when it comes to your relationship with God. And that's what we want to continue to build on each and every day. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. You never stop building on your relationship with God. Because when you build a good relationship with God, then you'll build a good relationship with your kids. When you build a good relationship with God, then you'll build a good relationship between you and your wife or your husband. When you build a good relationship with God, then you have a good relationship with your employees at work. When you build a good relationship with God, then you can teach other people how to build good relationships. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Now, what it says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 is, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God, our God is concerned about our well-being. Yes, 2 Peter, thank you, evangelist. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. God, whatever God promised you, you're going to get it. Because God doesn't break his promises. Now, wait a minute, hold on. People break promises. Have you ever been promised, I'm going to take you to Disneyland, and you never went? Have anybody ever, I'm going to take you to the movie and dinner, and you never went? They never came. I'm going to take you out and do this and do that, and they never showed up. Well, guess what? Those are human beings, and human beings do those kind of things. But when God makes you a promise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, then that promise will be kept. And if you don't believe me, just keep following God and see that his promises are forever, and they're real, and be steadfast and unmovable and unshakable, and you watch God bring forth your blessings, amen? Because he's not a God that just talks about it. God is about it, amen? Hallelujah, praise God. With that being said, I want to go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Today we're doing expository preaching, which is reading the word right from the Bible, just the way it is. And, of course, I paraphrase on a few things in between just to, you know, break it down so that we can completely comprehend and understand in layman terms exactly what's being shared with you on this beautiful Sunday, November the 12th, 2023. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and it reads, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And with that saying, the devil is busy. You can see it every day. People getting shot up, car accidents, jumping off the bridge, committing suicide, psychological and mental breakdowns, the government doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I can't even name it all. But I will tell you that the devil is busy. That's why we came out of Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And if you're steadfast, immovable, and unshakable in your relationship with God, you don't have to worry about something trying to come by and do something to you, because God, excuse me, will put a hedge of protection around you and your family and your home and your car and your job and your money and your health and your wealth, and God will, hallelujah, God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Sister Amaral Newell said, he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, 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 yes. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I want to go all the way back up to, let's see, I want to go right here. I want to close out. I want to close out with our original scripture for those that came on late. I'm going to read this to you one more time. And I want to thank Brother Clarence M. Allen and his wife, Eleanor, and I want to thank everybody that's on here, everybody that came on. Thank you for this sermon, for listening to the sermon, for being a part of the sermon, for sharing the sermon. It's so important. And I know that somebody's going to be helped and somebody's going to be saved. And speaking of saved, we're going to get to that in just a moment. If you don't have a relationship with God and you want to have a relationship with God, you want God to be in your heart, in your mind, and in your life. You want God to help you, guide you, direct you, teach you. You want God to show you. You want to have better relationships. You want to have better understandings. You want to be immovable, unshakable, and steadfast to your commitments to things in life. Then start with God. He won't let you down. People will let you down. People will put you down. People will talk behind your back. People will talk to you to your face, and people will tell you, oh, no, you can't do that. But you show them that you can do that by doing it with God, doing it for God. Let it be all about God, not about you, not about self, not about I or me, but about we, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God did not bring you this far to leave you. And I don't feel no ways tired. We've come too far from where we started from. Because nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe God brought us this far to leave us. With that being said, our subject was, hold on, God got you. That was our subject for today. Hold on, God got you. You and me. Our topic is God won't let you down. God won't let you down. Our sermon was steadfast and immovable, the word of God for the people of God. And I hope, hallelujah, praise God, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, all the way down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I'm so happy that LaShawn, you joined us. Hey, there you are. Hey, son, how you doing, Ishmael? God bless you and Jessica. And as we, I'm going to read this one more time for those that just came on. Our subject is, hold on, God got you. That's our subject. Hold on, God got you. Hey, son. Our topic is, God won't let you down. God won't let you down. And he hasn't let us down. Hallelujah. And our sermon is steadfast and immovable, the word of God for the people of God. And we have built some good relationships with God. And like I said, that's why you see good things happening in your life. Because if you have a good relationship with God, you don't have to worry about your job being in jeopardy. You don't have to worry about your marriage being in jeopardy. You don't have to worry about the drug situation getting a hold of you, or the alcohol situation getting a hold of you, or the overeating getting a hold of you, or, you know, because God wants us to take care of our temple. This is our temple. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Our legs up to our waist is our cord and roundabout. Our waist from our head is the holiest place, and our head and above is our most holiest place. And God wants us to take care of our temple, and he wants us to be steadfast, immovable, and unshakable with our relationship with God. And, of course, our topic was such an important topic. Our sermon was such an important sermon because hopefully someone out of this is learning how to have a better relationship with God. And hallelujah, they're just coming in the room. Thank you, Sasha, for joining us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Sasha. Thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for the hearts. They mean so much. And since Sasha, you just came in the room, let me share this with you. Our subject was, hold on, God got you. Hold on, God got you. Our topic is, God won't let you down. God won't let you down. And thank you so much, Wanda. Yes, thank you so much. And Kay Jones, hey, Cousin Kay. Oh, praise the Lord. And our sermon was Steadfast and Immovable, the Word of God for the People of God. And I thank you all. We're going to be here next Sunday at 2 p.m. every Sunday. This is called The Church. Hallelujah. It's called The Church. And we just want you to come on in the church. And, this is what it looks like, the church. And you know, we're working on the church right now. And let me just share this with you. God knows your heart. And if you're immovable, unshakable, and steadfast with your relationship with God, you'll be good in all your other relationships in life. Once you build a good relationship with God, He will bless you in every relationship you have in life, whether it's with your kids, your husband, your wife, your job, whatever it is. But start off with a good relationship with God. And when you have a good relationship with God, He'll bless everything around you, everything that you come into contact with, even those that think they want to be negative and gossip and talk behind your back. Guess what? God got you, and He'll take good care of you. And let me tell you something. Our God is an on-time God. He won't come like a microwave right there, but He will come through. And like I said, angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. But what a mighty God we serve. And before I close out, we have about 8 minutes left. Whatever your prayer request is, whatever it is, no matter where you are in the United States or even around the world right now, wherever you're listening from, I want you to shoot up your prayer requests right now, because when prayers go up, blessings come down. And you don't have to. Remember when Jesus, the soldier, the guy, he owned all the property, he came to Jesus and said, I have someone sick at my house, Jesus. Can you come to my house? And Jesus, when Jesus touched the man's hand, he said, by your faith, that person will be healed. When you go back, they're going to be healed. Just touch them on the shoulder, and by your faith, they will be healed. So keep the faith, and you will be healed. You will be healed psychologically. You will be healed mentally. You will be healed physically. You will be healed socially. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, God has a healing in store for you. Just remain immovable, unshakable, and steadfast in your relationship with God. And watch the amazing things that God will continue to do in your life. God doesn't stop because we stop. And if we let go of God's hand, that doesn't mean that He's going to let go of our hand. Sometimes we break away from God and try to do something out of the extraordinary, that then we have to go right back and get right back with God, because we know that we shouldn't have broke our covenant and our relationship with God. So when somebody tries to tempt you to go left or right, don't fall for the okey-doke. If somebody's trying to hand you some ecstasy or some whatever the drug might be, heroin, whatever, rock cocaine, don't get off that relationship with God. Stay steadfast. If somebody's trying to do something to you and you know it ain't right, they say, hey, look, don't worry, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to pay your rent for you. But now you got to pay with your flesh. That ain't right. That's the devil. So be careful of the deals you make. Make a deal with God. Amen. Don't cost you nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So with that being said, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get a closing song from my daughter, Talana Jones, who's going to give us a closing song. So I hope your prayers have already went up. Kay Jones, I'm so happy to see you. God bless you. And I got to say to my cousin, I love you, okay? And to my daughter, Sasha, I love you. To Ishmael, I love you. To everybody on here, I love you. God loves you. And, you know, I want to send a shout-out to my wife. I love you, wife, with all my heart. And I'm so happy to be here doing our God's work. Amen. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. And I'm just a soldier on the battlefield. I'm just a filthy rag before God. But I'm a soldier on the battlefield for our God. And He wants me to tell somebody about His goodness. And God did not bring you this far to leave you. Thank you, Sasha. I love you too. And let me tell you something. We'll be back next Sunday, right before Thanksgiving. Remember what Thanksgiving is really all about. It's not about the turkey. It's not about the pilgrims. It's about being thankful for whatever you have. So the next time somebody asks you, what are you thankful for? This is what I want you to tell them. I'm thankful that I can see. I'm thankful that I can talk. I'm thankful that I can walk. I'm thankful that I can breathe. I'm thankful that I can hear. I'm thankful that I can move. I'm thankful that I'm alive. We always have something to be thankful for, but we sometimes get upset because the car might not be running right, so we become ungrateful. But when you become ungrateful about whatever it is, think about all the things that other people that are sleeping on the streets don't have, that you do have. Amen? Hey, Sister Hubbard. Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard. I'm so glad you're with us. The next time you think about what you don't have, think about all the people and what they don't have. Think about the person laying in the hospital waiting on somebody to turn them over to feed them. Think about somebody that's sleeping out there on the street right now without a penny in their pocket. Think about those kids that are hungry. They live in a home that don't have no groceries in the refrigerator or in the cabinet. We got so much to be thankful for. And with that being said, I'm going to close out with a prayer, and it's going to be a short prayer, a sweet prayer, and then we're going to have Talana sing us out. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to everybody that's on this line, I ask that you touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. If they're sick in any way or whatever they're going through, Lord, let them be revitalized, rejuvenated, rehabilitated, and restored like never before, God. Now, if somebody's having some kind of problem at work, with their husband or wife or with the kids or whatever it might be, God, shower down a blessing on them. Show them, God, that no matter how dark the room is, that when your light comes in, no darkness can be in that room. So, God, I ask that you shine your light upon them. Lord, if there's any doors in their life that need to be closed, God, close those doors on them right now. And if there's any doors that need to be opened, God, open those doors for them right now, because nobody can open a door like you and nobody can close a door like you, God. You are Alpha and Omega, the light of all lights. You are Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Yahshua, the Messiah. You're God all by himself. God, touch everybody everywhere. Let them know that you, God, your grace is sufficient. And thank you, God, for helping us to stay steadfast, unshakable, and immovable. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. With that being said, Talana, please take the floor. Close us out with a song. And after the song, I'm just going to say a few closing remarks. Go right ahead, Talana. Take the floor.
Amen. Blessings for the word of God, for the people of God. If we never pass this way again, just remember this time, how good it is, and remember not to forget God, who made it possible. Just remember, he's so wonderful.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Talana. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want to tell you something. The only limit in life is the one. So let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Remember that the best is yet to come. Remember the best is yet to come. And last but not least, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Now remember our scripture for today. It came out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And it reads, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I want you to know your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. I want you to know that your labor. Hey, what's up, artist? How are you? Thank you so much. Your labor with God is not in vain. God knows your every move, and he will lift you up. He won't let you down. Amen. God will not let you down. I, you know what? I cannot All I can say is we'll be here next Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's called The Church with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones. Oh, yeah, and by the way, while you're closing out, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We come on at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we have some very interesting topics for you. If you don't know what telework is and hybrid work is, we're going to tell you about it on the show tomorrow. And if you don't know about telework and hybrid work, you'll find out tomorrow on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Call in to our show tomorrow at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. I want to shout out Clarence M. Allen, who wrote a book called He's a Regulator. I want to shout out Talana Jones. I want to shout out the artists. Hey, artists, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you. Thank you for joining us, LaShawn, Barbara Hubbard. Thank you, everybody. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, Kay Jones, a family, hey, and Ishmael Rashad Jones and Jessica Jones, Eric and Gloria Majors. Hey, hi, hey, Gloria Majors, how are you? God bless you so much. I want to say this to you, and I don't own the rights to this music. I don't own the rights at all. Hallelujah. Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Come on. Lord, fix it for me. Nobody can do it but you, Jesus. Yeah. Fix it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Hallelujah. God bless you. I don't own the rights to that music, but God bless you. God keep you. And I'll see you guys next time, okay? Take care.